I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Happy Friday, or whatever day it is you've chosen to listen, whenever, wherever the podcast goes with you. We love it when you message and you tell us you're on your holidays, you're in the bath, wherever you are, enjoy, because this week's episode is all about Zoe's Place. Now, hold up, because you might think you know exactly what we're going to say because you've read the press release, you've seen it in the Echo, and it's all saved, it's all great. Someone saved Zoe's Place and now we can all just live in harmony. Wrong. We're going to go right back to the beginning. Everything you don't know about our beloved hospice that's so needed, that's been loved by Liverpool for many years. And the person who's going to tell us all about it is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there.
Welcome to Ladies Liverpool.
Thank you.
We are sponsored by Taskers, who pay for us to get to the heart of what's going on in our city. And I think Zoe's Place has been on my list since I started. But not the whole like, oh, here's a lovely warm story and that's great. And if you can donate £1, please do. This is much bigger than all of that. And that's what Ladies Liverpool's about. It's about getting under the skin of things. So how long ago did you begin your journey with Zoe's Place?
Oh, thanks for having me. I started in Zoe's Place just over 4 years ago now. So worked in Alder Hey for a long, long time as a nurse. And yeah, I used to visit Zoe's Place when I was a community nurse. Yeah. So I knew a lot about it. And when the opportunity came up to be head of care in Zoe's Place, I just jumped at the chance, really. Yeah.
So you were working on the oncology ward in Alder Hey, weren't you?
For a long time.
It's a very stressful job. Yeah. You were really in the thick of it, dealing with anyone who struggles with cancer or has been diagnosed or is going through treatment.
Yeah.
Children.
I know.
That must have been hard, Michelle.
It is hard. It's really difficult. And I did it for a very, very long time, probably about 20 years in total. But I think you get through it. People think paediatrics and children's nursing must be so hard, but I think they give you the courage, really, because they're so brave.
Yeah.
And you get to know the whole families. And they're just an inspiration, really, same as the children I'm looking after now. It's all about getting to know the children and getting to know the families. And you can actually, you know, they're going through an awful time. And if you can make that time just a little bit better for them and support them in any way, then that's the job, really.
And we know and love Alder Hey for everything that it is. And we're so blessed to have it on our doorstep.
Yeah.
And then we lean towards you move over to Zoe's Place. And how long were you there? Because I met you at we do late ladies lunches. Yeah. We all donate our time and we try and raise as much as we can. And we have the brilliant David Robinson who donate jewellery.
It's fabulous.
And it's just, we all get together and we have done for many, many, many years. And I remember meeting you for the first time. You just started. And it was just like this breath of fresh air. You were here. You were ready to make it a difference. And at that point, I thought, finally, I'm getting to see Zoe's Place actually really thriving here.
Yeah.
And then talk us through how it all. We hit an iceberg, didn't we, in a big way?
A very big iceberg, yeah. So it was, I was thinking on the way here that it was actually October 24.
Yeah.
It seems like yesterday in some respects. Yeah. Years ago in others, it's funny. So yeah, October 24. We used to be, so Zoe's Place has been a trust with two other hospices in different parts of the country. So there's one in Middlesbrough,
right.
One in Coventry, and one in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And we were all under the same kind of trustees and the same management.
Yeah. And for anyone who doesn't know, explain what Zoe's Place actually is.
So Zoe's Place is, it's a baby hospice, mm-hmm. essentially. So we look after children who have life-limiting illnesses. What we specialise in is children under 6 years of age. So we have all the little children with us. Which is why it makes it such a special place as well, really. And what we specialise in as well is respite care. So our children come and stay with us for a couple of nights a month and take part in lots of events that we do. That respite just helps the families enormously, because if you've got a child with complex care needs, you know, it's a 24/7 kind of job as well as being a parent as well.
Yeah.
It's so difficult for these families. So they have that bit of respite from us. Mm-hmm. But the kids, when they come, you know, they have a bit of a holiday as well.
Of course, yeah.
So we've got so much for them to do. You know, even though we're in a small old building, the facilities are still grateful.
Yeah.
So you know, at the moment.
You have the fun and the excitement for the kids to come and have a break from the mum and dad and have a lovely time. But with that, you need expert staff.
Yes, absolutely.
Medical experts,
yes.
Who are on hand 24 hours a day, and that all comes at a cost.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have, there's always a nurse, at least one nurse on duty all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes up to three. And we have healthcare assistants as well. So there's usually about five or six nurses on duty, mm-hmm. in the day and the night shifts.
Yeah.
So obviously that in itself is very, very expensive.
Yeah, wages?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the main kind of thing that we need the money for, really. We have loads of services as well. We have a physiotherapist who comes in. We have a GP contract with so the medical cover. There's all kinds of things that need to be paid for, really. And yeah, it is so expensive. It costs about £3 million a year to keep a hospice open. You don't realize everything. We have to pay for everything.
Exactly.
Even down to you know, coming from the NHS,
yeah,
it's mad, you know, because you just get things delivered.
Yeah, you don't think
it's just a different world. You know, the price of gloves, for example. You know, you have to literally pay for everything. Yeah, talk about getting used to that.
So I've taken you off track a little bit. Yeah. We were talking about the trust. So that's everyone's got the backbone of it now. We all know exactly, you know, the figures that we're looking at.
Yeah,
we can get rid of those rumors. Yeah. We know exactly. It's not in the
We've got money for millions. The building now. The city of Liverpool. We're extraordinary, and we've raised enough money for the building.
So why did we need to do it?
So, yeah. So we were back in October 24. We were part of a wider trust,
right.
With Coventry, Middlesbrough and Liverpool with management across all three sites. Obviously, there's an economic crisis at the minute.
Yep.
You know, everyone's strapped for cash. Mm-hmm. We all are. And our lease was coming to the end as well, where we are in Liverpool. So the trustees of Zoe's Place as a whole decided that they were going to close Liverpool. I found out just before, which was just awful, knowing a few days before the rest of the staff, because, you know, I'm thinking about the families and what they're going to do without us. But I'm also thinking about as a manager, and I'm also thinking about all these, you know, colleagues and friends, you know, they're going to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we're going to get a redundancy, but some people haven't been there that long. What's going to happen to them? You know, it's not easy to get jobs at the minute.
No.
You know, it was the worst few days ever.
I mean, was it just you getting taken into a room? Was it an email? It was just you taking
it? It was me and the head of finance taken into a room. Head of fundraising. Taken into a room and delivered the news. And it was huge. So yeah, we had to live with that, because we had to sign a disclaimer, really, to say that we couldn't tell anyone
how it works,
which was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a couple of the trustees came back and everyone was told on the Friday that they needed to come in for an emergency meeting on the Monday.
And you're there knowing exactly what
you can
what
imagine, this you know, the messages I'm getting.
What's going on?
And I couldn't say anything.
No.
And it was just horrendous. Yeah. So on the Monday, one of the trustees started with the speech that, you know, basically we're going to close Zoe's place. And it was like, everybody was just devastated.
Yeah.
Absolutely devastated. And to be fair, most of them were thinking about the families and the children and what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And that day was one of the worst days of my life, honestly say, because the staff were angry. They were angry at me initially as well for knowing, which you would be, you know, completely get
people
that. Until
understand.
People calm down all the, you know, the staff, until they calmed down, they were just angry and they thought they were losing the jobs. And so I would have been the same. And then myself and Michelle, deputy head of care, had to ring every family and tell them that we were closing.
What a job. Honestly, to have to pick up the phone and tell families. And there's no, it's not, look, but you can go here instead. This isn't provided anywhere else. This isn't government funded. You can't get this at a hospital.
No.
And it's not a choice.
No.
It's necessary for these families to survive.
I mean, some of our children would have gone to Clare House and they were amazing, which is another children's hospice over the water.
Yeah, Clare House of Greece.
Yeah, but the majority of our children wouldn't have fitted the criteria for Clare House, so they wouldn't have had anywhere to go. And it was just an awful day.
I had
to tell the families and to tell the staff. But do you know what? The families, they were worried about us as well. Honestly, that was one of the overwhelming things. They were like, but what are you all going to do? What are the...
They can pay your mortgages. Yeah. You're all out of work. Yeah.
Exactly. So they were like worried about us, which was like, it was overwhelming.
Yeah.
I probably said the word a million times, but overwhelming is the best way to describe it, really.
So that Friday, was it Friday and the Monday?
It was a Monday.
So you've got then the rest of the week in work together to thrash it out.
So the next day we were like very down. And then I think it was the next day, I'm pretty sure it was the next day, Ian Byrne came in, you know, the our local MP.
Yeah.
Who's been absolutely phenomenal. And he was like, right, we need to speak to the trustees of Zoe's place and see what it'll take to save the place. Mm-hmm. So we all had lots of meetings and that's where the £5 million figure came from.
Yeah.
And that's what we needed. And they said, you know, if you can get £5 million in 4 weeks, then, you know, you've got a chance of being saved. You know, we can continue. So,
out of this world, that number though, £5 million. In how long? 2 weeks? 4 weeks?
4 weeks it was, yeah.
You've got a month to raise £5 million. Mm-hmm. Even knowing our city and knowing we do amazing things, that's a number. Because I got the messages, I was getting messages and emails from staff and people who I've worked with for years and years and years. And little updates were like, how can we help? So straight away, I'm on here at the time. So the next breakfast show was all about that.
It was.
And just like interviews and everything else. And just so everybody knows what's happening. But there's only so much we could dig into.
Of course.
We couldn't, like the conversation I'm having with you now is very honest. At the time, it was just, we can do this. It's all very positive. We can do it. But in the back of everyone's heads, we're all sick to our stomachs thinking, I don't know anyone who can do this. This seems like the impossible.
Yeah. And that's how I felt. But it only took, do you know, I mean, I'm a very positive person anyway. And Matt, the head of fundraising, laughed when he did a speech about what happened and stuff. And he said, even Michelle was quite negative at this point.
Yeah.
But I think it took about 48 hours. And then the response from everyone was, there's that word again, overwhelming.
Yeah.
But, and then I thought, you know what, we can do this. We can do this. And so many people came. And it just took like a few kind of influential people to get involved as well. I mean, I won't name everyone. They all know who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and then of course, Home and Bargains. But
what role did the Omen Bargain play in this? Because we've just done a recent gala, so we've moved up a bit from our ladies' lunches.
We have indeed. And we still want a ladies' lunch.
Oh, please, because they are fabulous. Yeah. And we'll let you know. Just follow my socials. I'll always post about it. Everyone's welcome, but it's first come, first served. And it's just the most gorgeous afternoon with lovely women. It's great. But at this big gala we've just done, and we raised $150,000. Now, I put that on Instagram and everyone's like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. $150,000 is amazing. But when your figure is $3 million a year, it's just about scratching the surface.
Yeah.
So I met Matt from the Omen Bar. Yeah. He was there. And he seems like he's going above and beyond. Obviously, it's his dad's company and the rest of it. So at what point and how did they step forward and make themselves known?
It was quite late on, actually. Quite late on towards the end of the 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And they just said they were, you know, going to give us £2.5 million. And it was just, oh, my God.
And what number were you up to at that time?
Do you know what? I can't remember.
Had you raised like half? And then
I think it was almost half. Yeah.
They like, what do they call it? Match fund?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Where they double whatever you raise. But 2.5 million quid.
This is just crazy.
Sweet Lord above. Right at the last minute.
Yeah.
So then you go in that meeting room to the trustees and go, we've done it.
Yeah.
Like a Disney film, isn't it?
It was. I mean, on that day, when we finally, you know, the last day and we'd raised the money, I mean, all the papers and cameras were there and everything, but we forgot all about that. We were just, there was a few parents there. All the staff were together. Ian Byrne came. And I think I was trying to I told the staff first and I was trying to be professional. I had a little tear, but I was just so happy, really. And then I walked out, I held it together, and then Ian Byrne walked in because he was like the saviour. You know, it's connections as well, isn't it? And that's the thing with Home and Bargain as well. It's not just the money, it's the connections that will then be able to do these big balls and everything.
You've got a big brand like that. Other big brands go, well, if they're doing it, I'll do it. And it snowballs.
It is, yeah.
Takes you into the big league, Michelle.
That's it.
And that's exactly where you are.
When he walked in, Ian Byrne, he gave me a hug and we both broke down. Yeah,
it was because she'd been holding on to that
stress.
It just felt like
we were both sobbing. I'd see a grown man sobbing as well. We had just lost it.
It's emotional. So you've saved it. Everyone's delighted. We're all dancing around the street saying this is absolutely great. But that's just the beginning of it.
Absolutely.
Because we have to raise $3 million every year, not in 4 weeks.
No,
every year. So it's non-stop fundraising.
Absolutely,
constantly. And now we know how important, because everyone's been banging the drum of how important this place is and how much we need it in our city. We can't let it go. I think everyone's doing what they can, but like
of
you say, times are hard at the minute too.
Yeah, they are.
It's not as easy as it maybe once was. So moving forward, how does Zoe's Place look? Because we know it's getting a name change. Talk us through that.
Yeah. So we had a competition, which was fantastic. And Home and Bargain helped us with that.
Yeah.
So you could put your design and name of what you wanted the new Zoe's Place to become.
Yeah.
And you could, we did basically a competition and looked at all then designs and the fundraising team went to schools. And then we narrowed it down to the final 10. And a lot of the children in local schools did do some lovely designs and lovely names.
A little child.
And it is.
Idea.
A little girl. From West Derby Village, actually.
Oh,
She's from one of the schools in West Derby Village, which is only around the corner.
Yeah.
And she picked the name Little Lights Baby Hospice.
Oh.
So when we did a big concert last summer.
Yeah. Which was amazing.
Which was incredible. It was surreal. It really was.
I think people forgot that concert was for Zoe's Place, because the amount of messages I got going, when's the next one?
I know.
I was like, well, would you come again? Yeah, we come again. I'm thinking, maybe that's something we need to be thinking about.
Yeah,
an annual thing.
You know, everyone on stage was from Liverpool.
Out of this world, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Would we get them all again, or there's still a few that didn't make it, so we could probably do another lineup.
Yeah.
We totally should.
Missed out in the end, didn't they?
Why are we changing the name?
So this is all related to what we were as a trust with Coventry and Middlesbrough and the trustee board.
So are we no longer part of that?
No. So as from the 1st of May last year.
Yeah.
So what, 7-8 months now, we have become our own charity.
Right. Okay.
So we are now temporarily called Liverpool Zoe's Place.
Okay.
So we are nothing to do with the other two charities.
Mm-hmm.
the other two, Zoe's Place.
Yeah.
We are an independent charity just based in Liverpool, and we just have Liverpool trustees.
Yeah.
So we are an independent charity. We've got our own registration number. We've got our own CQC registration. Yeah. So we are a Liverpool charity now purely.
And you're keeping the same building?
So we're there for another year.
Okay.
But everything is going ahead, and we've got a big announcement very soon, I believe, and we will start building. We've just awarded the contract of the construction.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to build it. So that's getting announced very soon.
So that's maybe a little bit of an exclusive on our part. No full details, but you know first.
The work is going to start in March. Okay. So it's on a site in Hayman's Green that we've bought. So it's ours. We don't have to worry about leases running out or... you know, anything like that. We've bought the land.
So this now is a plan where we're never in that situation again.
It's a long-term plan. This is it for us. We want to stay here. Mm-hmm. We want to build the service and help as many children as we can.
Where's it going to be filled?
So Hayman's Green in West Derby Village.
Staying in West Derby Village. Brilliant.
So still really near to Alder Hey.
Fine. Which is so important, isn't it?
And really good for all the staff, you know, who live in the local area and stuff. So... yeah, Hayman's Green. There's an old Victorian villa there. I think it's Victorian villa. So that is going to be renovated, and that's going to have all state-of-the-art conference centre.
Yeah.
Like the reception area, holistic therapy rooms for the families, counselling rooms, and all the fundraising stuff. And then the hospice itself is going to be a purpose-built building.
Fab.
With all state-of-the-art facilities for the children.
So how long is this going to take to build, do you think?
So I think the building will be done by probably December this year. But they want us to be in the building by April next year.
That's going to be...
April next year.
Everyone head down.
I know.
Get this done, isn't it? That's a bit of a quick turnaround. But look, we know... if we want it, we get it done, don't we?
Absolutely.
If that's what we're saying, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we spoke through the new name and the changes that are coming our way. What about this new service that you're really excited about, which I think is lovely for people to... now, when you're going forward and you're talking about Zoe's Place and you might be introducing someone to it, goes, I don't really understand it or whatever. This is a great little example. You're always coming up with new ways. Yeah. And if someone comes to you because they need something, you'll try and create...
absolutely.
Help in that way, in that area. So what is it you're planning on doing?
Oh, there's all kinds going on at the minute. It's very exciting because we've never had the old kind of trustees and the way it was. There was no real development. So we're really excited to develop the service further. I've talked about the respite that we do anyway. You know, we want to get as many children receiving respite with us as possible. You know, we offer hydrotherapy, physiotherapy when the children stay with us. We're going to have a rebound room as well in the new hospice, which is like a big trampoline, basically, which is fantastic for children, for their bone health, for their chest physio, to get secretions up. And it's also fun, but it's a fun thing to do, but it has so many health benefits as well. We're going to have a cinema in the new hospice.
Just like all the Hayes ones.
Yeah.
We've got a brilliant one.
Yeah. So it's for us... when we're looking after the children to take the kids to the cinema.
Yeah.
But also for the families who don't get to go to the cinema, who might want to come as a family.
Yeah.
You know, on a day out kind of thing. So that'll be brilliant. And we want to increase all our sibling support that we do, our counselling services. We offer holistic therapies for the parents. We're going to get a hairdressing sink in the new hospice. That was something I said, we definitely want a hairdressing sink. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm saying the mums, but it might be the dads as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they feel so much better when they've had like a treatment, but when you haven't had your hair done, you don't feel like yourself, do you?
No.
And
no.
I know I don't. I have to get my colour done every 4 weeks.
Oh, completely changes your mood, how you cope with life.
Absolutely. And these parents, they don't have time to get a bath sometimes or, you know, so, you know, to be able to do something like that where we can look after your child for an hour so you can get a curly blow or something, we'll just make them... It's a little thing.
But it's massive.
But it's massive. It'll make such a difference. So they're the little things that we want to start to do. We also have a bereavement suite, which we call the Snowdrop Suite. So when children die, they can come and rest with us. And we will have two bereavement suites in the new hospice where a child can, when they've passed away, they can stay in the room. And then we've got a little apartment where the families can stay as well.
Yeah.
And we can really make a difference to that family's journey when a child dies. The alternative is kind of going to a funeral director's, mm-hmm. which, you know, is right for some people. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
But what we can offer in Zoe's place is a place for the child to rest where the family can spend quality time. You know, you don't have to book an appointment to visit your child. You can stay with your child. You can read books to your child. We started in with the Women's Hospital and hopefully with other hospitals as well. We're just trying to develop them links at the minute to look after children who were born stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
Their families, you know, haven't made memories with their children.
Yeah.
So coming to us, some families have said to us, it feels like you've given our child a life almost. And it's such a special thing to be able to do. We've had a family, a couple in with us a few years ago, and they brought the family dog in to meet the baby. They were really into football and they bought an Amazon stick in.
Yeah.
And they watched, the baby watched a football match. Seen Mo Salah score a goal, you know, them kind of memories.
Yeah.
You know, even though the child's passed away, mm-hmm. it's memories they've got for life then.
Yeah.
Whereas, and it's actually been mentioned at a funeral that we did give the baby a life as well. And that just, to me, I'd just like more people to know that we offer that service,
mm-hmm.
because sadly, a lot of children do die.
Yeah.
And a lot of families don't know about us and the service we provide.
Yeah.
And that Snowdrop suite, we've got one of them now and it's empty a lot of the time.
Mm.
And it breaks my heart that it's empty.
Yeah.
Because even though obviously it's really sad.
Yeah.
And an awful thing when a child dies. But for me, that room's empty and we could be providing a service.
Yeah.
That people don't know about.
Yeah, exactly. And so, something different that anywhere
else. Yes, it is.
Is offering currently. Yeah. It's that, like you say, that those moments where you can stay over and.
Yeah, definitely.
And be with them because. Yes. God, to walk away, that's the hardest, isn't it?
I've never been through that, so I don't know how mums would feel and dads or relatives in that position. But what I can see is the difference it makes when they do get to make their memories.
Yeah.
And then long term, we've just developed a bereavement group with some of the nurses and healthcare assistants where we go on. Like we just go for a meal with the bereaved families, yeah. and they get to speak to other bereaved families. Because like I say, I don't know how they feel.
Social environment.
Social environment.
So it's not clinical. It's not get a biscuit and a cup of tea and then tell us your deepest, darkest feelings.
We'll go and do something.
I love the idea of that, where it's a bit more sociable and you're sitting there and then you can build yourself up to say what you actually want to say.
At Christmas, John Lewis actually invited us, you know, when they did the makeup counter.
Yes.
He did all that up and they invited some mums. So I went along with some mums with Michelle, our deputy. And it was just lovely to have they had a little drink. And to see that one lady, she was really quite young. She'd only just recently lost her baby. She was born stillborn. And she met another couple who'd lost their baby a couple of years before. And instantly the connection that they had and the conversations, like I was saying, I don't know what they've been through. I see what they've been through, but I don't know how it feels.
We don't know how, because there'll be levels of it, won't they? And standout moments that they can relate to that not of us can.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to do more events like that.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, we have a pot of money for things like that, mm-hmm. you know, for going, it all costs money.
Yeah.
You know, to take the families out. We also do the same for siblings, you know, take them out on sibling days and spoil them because they get, you know, sometimes left behind through no fault of anybody.
Yeah.
When, you know, when their siblings got additional needs, mm-hmm. you know, so we take them out for days and it's lovely to see actually, our play specialist and we've got a little group of nurses and healthcare who take them out regularly.
Yeah.
But again, it is at a cost, but you know, some of the kids have all, they've got a little WhatsApp group as well because, again,
so you build our communities, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like-minded people who can relate to what they're going through.
Yeah.
They can talk to each other.
Because these kids, their mates, just don't know what it's like.
No.
you know,
meeting class, don't they?
They haven't got a clue, have they? But these, you know, they're making friendships with kids who are going through a similar thing.
Michelle, what I'm taking from this podcast is that, one, you can't step away from the fact that the unachievable was achieved.
Yeah, absolutely.
We knew that, but we didn't know these layers, these different parts of the story, and it all slots together, which then makes what you're doing right now even more admirable, that now you're going bigger and better than ever before with this long-term plan.
Yeah.
So we don't have to fear that this is going to happen again, and be that the staff, the families, the children.
That's it.
And you're just going to keep adding and adding to your services.
It's having that security, and it's such an exciting time to be able to develop. You know, we want to increase our links with other hospitals.
Yeah.
You know, other hospices as well, and work together.
Yeah.
You know, we really want to work with Alder Hey, with the women's.
Yeah.
You know, we're in West Derby, you know, with the Clare House have got a hospice as well.
Yeah.
You know, Alder Hey's in West Derby, you know. It's like kind of
it's the hub.
The hub of palliative care, really, probably in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is a really exciting opportunity that we've got to just develop these services.
Yeah.
And I am in a privileged position to be involved in that, really. And
you do an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
Delighted to have you on the pod. So all I'll say now is to you listening, go out, spread the word. And also, if you're in the company of someone or you yourself who it seems like they could maybe offer something, speak to Michelle.
Yeah.
She'll arrange it. If she thinks it's going to be beneficial to the families, the children themselves, or the staff, she'd love to work with you and get involved in what you're doing as well. So collaboration is key. I believe this. If we could all collaborate with each other and lift each other up, we all benefit. So maybe you listening can be involved in something really special over the next 12 months as these exciting things pan out.
Yeah.
Michelle, thank you very much, and best
thank
of luck.
Thank you so much.
To you. Little lights.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Huge thanks to our sponsors, Taskers. Check out all the furniture and their brand new look in store, or head to taskersonline.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.